I experienced the greatest miracle today, and it happened to be on Easter Sunday. It started on Friday after the gym. I was walking home with my friend Tony. We live close to each other and we're just talking. But then something stirred in me, a gentle nudge from the Holy Spirit, that quiet voice, invite him to church. So I did. I asked, "What are you doing on Sunday?" He said, "Nothing really, just visiting some friends in the evening." Then I said, "It's Easter Sunday. Would you like to come to church with me?" And he said, "Yeah, I'll come." That night and again on Saturday, I prayed. I said, "God, this is your moment. Do what only you can do." On Sunday morning, I sent in the church location. I expected him at the 11 a.m. service, but to my surprise, he came for the 9 a.m. service. He was already there, already present, already ready. After the service, he walked up to me and said words I would never forget. "I gave my life to Christ." Joy poured out of him. He was radiant. He stayed for the next service at 11 a.m. He just didn't want to leave. Then, as if that wasn't enough, he said, "Is there a third service? I want more." We went out for lunch at an Indian restaurant, and there he started asking questions, one after the other, deep ones, honest ones. He was so eager to understand, to know. His curiosity was like fire, gentle but consuming. And then he said something that made me pause. "I want to serve in the church. I don't just want to attend. I want to be a part of this." Later that day, he took another step. He looked at me and said he's been struggling with gambling. And right at that moment, he deleted the apps all from his phone. No shame, no fear, just surrender. Right there in front of me, I saw chains break. And I realized this. This is the greatest miracle I've ever witnessed. Not just a prayer, not just a sermon, but a soul awakened, a heart reborn, a life transformed. All from a simple invitation, all from a yes, all because God decided to write a resurrection story right in front of me. There is no greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. That's what Jesus did. He chose the cross for us. He saw our shame and offered grace. He saw our weakness and gave strength. He saw our addictions and still chose to redeem us. This is not a message we keep to ourselves. This is a story we share. It's a joy we shout. It's freedom we pass on. So please don't be shy. Don't hold back. Don't underestimate what God can do with your obedience. One small seed can spark eternity in someone else. So say yes, speak up, invite someone, and let God write another miracle through you. Because this right here, this is the greatest miracle.